By the way, the story I shared with you earlier, yeah, Sean Duffy, when we were in the steakhouse and these guys were sitting one table over from us, and they were talking like straight up mobsters, man. I mean, they had a lot of swagger. They really 100% looked the part. They were on Sean Duffy's campaign, and they've been working with him for years. They were political consultants, political science majors, I guess you'd say. Yeah, he's going to be our next Secretary of Transportation. And I'm betting, dollars to donuts, that one of the things he'll do is get rid of all this green energy BS, all the billions of dollars for charging stations that you're being financially raped for. That's going to stop. Yeah. And if you want to find, if you want a electric charging station, hey, why don't you go out and build one? Yeah, yeah. And then set up a shop around it where you sell coffee and donuts. Yeah, like a gas station, but call it an electric station. There you go. That's how you do it. That's how it's supposed to work in the real world. There we're next year. You're on the edge. Back into this recess appointment thing. This is a piece posted out of D.C., and it's explaining how recess appointments work and historically how they worked. Republicans tried to right the ship during Clinton years. Liberal lion Ruth Bader Ginsburg was confirmed to the Supreme Court 96-3 in 1993, despite a long record of the ACLU's top lawyer and law professor, which is insane. Then an liberal appeals judge on the federal bench. And liberal Justice Stephen Breyer was confirmed 89-9 the following year. You see, what this says is that presidents, I guess traditionally, get their way. They get their way. Here's what I want. Okay, we'll do it. They're not rolling over, but on the other hand, they're not being obstructionist. They should get the cabinet they want. And we should have gotten Robert Bork, Stone Cold legal genius. But no, it's all a battle now. Yet the Republicans retook the White House in 2000. Things got worse. Senate Democrats expanded their judicial obstruction to include federal appeals courts. And relevant here, Democrats tried systematically to block or delay key executive nominations. Unquestionably, qualified Republican nominees were slow-walked or scuttled, expanding this obstruction. Remember this? When they really came out tooth and nail against George Bush on every front. Expanding the obstruction to the executive branch poses new challenges, but because it hampers governmental functions. Presidents serve four-year terms. The rule of thumb is that political appointees have a shelf life of 18 months or 2 years. So until recently, conventional wisdom was that a president is entitled to his choice for senior positions unless they are manifestly unequaled, unqualified, and the major political parties acted accordingly. I remember when I came out against Eric Holder, and I wrote to senators all over the place. And I can't tell you how many of them came back to me and said, well, if that's what the president wants, we have to give it to him. I said, what, do you realize who this guy is? When a president wins the support of the American people to claim the presidency, he wins with it the right to have very broad latitude in picking the people who will assist him in delivering what he promises to the voters. What he promises to the voters. And, hey, we just ran the table. Promises to the voters. That is part of his mandate. Bush 43 nominees endured the treatment for 8 years, so Republicans returned the favor to some degree when Barack Hussein Obama took the White House in 2008. That's where recess appointments come in. The Constitution says in Article 1, Section 5, Clause 4, that neither House of Congress can adjourn for more than 3 days without the consent of the other House. So Senate Republicans adopted a plan during the Obama years to give Democrats a taste of their own medicine, whereby every 3 days a Republican senator would take the presiding officer's chair, gavel the Senate into session, go through a couple formalities, then adjourn for another 3 days. These pro forma sessions blocked recess appointments. Yeah, you think they'll do it again? Predictably, Obama had other plans. He responded to Senate Republicans by having his Department of Justice, Office of Legal Counsel, that's the OLC, issue a legal memorandum in 2012 saying that the president can declare the Senate to be in recess whenever there are too few senators on the hand to conduct the Senate's business. OLC is essentially the general counsel's office for the entire executive branch, including providing advice to the president on behalf of the attorney general. We're going to get through all this probably after the top of the hour. But OLC's claim was immediately seen by many as going too far. By 8 p.m. on most days, there are no senators on the floor to do business. And taking OLC opinion to its logical conclusion, most nights a president could make recess appointments right before going to bed. That would be absurd. However, we may need to do that. Nonetheless, Obama used his newfound power to make some recess appointments, including the National Labor Relations Board. Oh, my God. Remember him? What was it, to Perez? Oh, my God. Yes. Which at that time lacked a quorum to conduct any business at all because there were too many vacancies. Noel Canning, a company that got the short end of the stick from the newly revived NLRB and promptly sued, arguing that Obama's recess appointments to the NLRB were unconstitutional. I want to get into the rest of this when we come back. Let me mark my place in this voluminous piece. It's good information. And this battle's coming down the pike. Don't doubt this. This is going to be the real battle at hand. Oh, yeah. Right now, we're going through 60 days of trying to smear Matt Gaetz for supposedly banging a 17-year-old, which is irrelevant, by the way. Stone cold irrelevant. To whatever, let's say he actually did that. I don't care to you. I could care less. The bottom line is he's qualified for the job, and he's the man that the global elite fear. Oh, they are shaking in their boots, not to mention soiling themselves, that this guy is coming in and is going to shake it up as Attorney General of the United States of America. Oh, man. Yeah, and then Kash Patel, head of the FBI. Oh, man. We could see some heart attacks. I mean, and that where we might see them would be possibly a good thing. We'll be right back here on The Edge.